Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. I'm just checking something here, friends. I'm noticing online the numbers are really low in watch content, and I am noticing with that channel, we have what almost 19,000 subscribers now, and I'm seeing a record low number. So our subscribers are going up, but our viewers are going down. What's going on there, do you suppose? Anyways, folks, if you want to check us out on social media platforms, please do. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. That's who we are. That's what we do. That's what we have done. We're bringing you the fruit. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com and or BeforeIt'sNews.com. Top left side of the page, by the way. Also, our media outlet. We have 13 to 15 contributors to that website, the constitutional attorneys, preachers, righteous activists, and they are contributing 13 to 15 articles a day on that website, which, by the way, was ranked number 11,000 coming out of the gate, and now it's been completely expunged. That is sonsoflibertymedia.com. Subscribe to that page. If you want to call in, you can, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Also wanted to let you know, folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. I want to show you something here. Again, I'm bringing to your eyes what you seem or fail to recollect. Not everybody, but a lot of people. Remember, politicians say that they rely on the short-term memories of the voters, okay? And governments, dictatorships, tyrannical governance, as what you're seeing today in America, they say, like that of Adolf Hitler, it's a good thing for people in power that the people never think. And so here we are. So I'm going to bring something to your attention once again. This epitomizes everything that I've been telling you about. Do you see this picture right here on social media platforms? If not, I'm going to paint the picture. It has a picture of Ron DeSantis with his sunglasses on. And then it has, that's on the left side. And on the right side, you have Gavin Newsom with an angry look, like they're promoting a fight. How many times have I continuously painted this picture, friends? This is exactly what it is. How do you fill the seats? Promote the fight, promote the fight, promote the fight. They want to get a debate going between Ron DeSantis and that of Gavin Newsom. How about we bring forth justice, Americans, and then we're not going to have to put up with these actors anymore that are simply doing what? Begging for more money. Look right under the ad. Rush in $25. Rush in $47. Rush in $75. Rush in $100. Rush in your donation here. And they, again, are relying on the fact that the people are not paying attention to the details here, friends, that they're pulling in millions, because you're not understanding, friends, that they're already getting paid to, by the way, both governors, DeSantis and Gavin Newsom, if you want to call them that, are getting paid $224,000 a year, yet they're still begging for more money while they're already getting paid for a job that they're not doing. You heard me right. They're already getting paid $224,000 a year, each one of them. They're already getting paid to do a job that they're not doing already. So why would you support them? Why would you continuously jam more money their direction? Speaking of which, I have another one here, and I wanted to keep this up here. This is Jim Jordan again, only to prove the point, friends, of what you put up with. These are the great appeasers that the American people put up with. They're actors. They want you to believe that, friends, they're there to bring forth justice to the American people that guards their liberties. Not at all. Jim Jordan here, who is, by the way, busted under a sex scandal. Do your homework on these guys, friends. They're extorted and they're controlled opposition is what they are. But we have Jim Jordan here, and this is what he said. Far too long, he said, Democrats constitutionally does not exist. Rogue agencies. So right off the bat, Jim Jordan is showing you that he does not know the Constitution. He doesn't know his purpose there outside of the fact that he's already appeasing the American people. But what does he say? Look what the bad guys are doing. Agencies have abused their power to intimidate and silence their political adversaries every day. So what are the likes of Jim Jordan, Trey Gowdy, Jason Chaffetz, and the list goes on, Matt Gaetz, Marjorie Taylor Greene, Lauren Boebert, what are they doing, friends, besides getting busted and exposed for their crimes, Luke 12:2? But what are they doing during their incumbency, their tenure in government? They're showing you the job that they're not doing, but what are they doing? Well, again, they're highlighting the crimes of those that they tolerate. They've already called them Democrats. They've already called them political adversaries, okay? He said they spy on our campaigns. This is Jim Jordan. This is what he's saying. They spy on our campaigns. They censor our voices. Who's they, Jimmy? Hey, Jimmy, who is they? They harass concerned parents. They target America First patriots like you. And then they indicted President Donald Trump. Donald Trump is an actor, friends. Just like I told you yesterday when I was doing the show out of Florida, the question was asked, do you think that Donald Trump is going to be the next president? I said, well, that's what they're teeing him up for. I said, but what I want you to pay attention to, my friend, is the fact that 94% of the people don't believe the mainstream media, who drives 94% of the propaganda narrative. And I said there's over 900 to 1,000 different presidential candidates that you haven't heard of. The only ones that you're hearing about is Joe Biden and Donald Trump. That should concern every American in this country. That's why you need to share these videos, friends. But again, what is this? This is the best that you have. Here's Jim Jordan telling you about the crimes of what they call the left, which is merely the fruit of who they are. Where is the law executed to enforce it unto judgment, friends, upon the heads of the wicked? Isaiah 26, verse 9. Americans, you're going to search the world over, and you're going to keep asking the questions as to what is the answer to bring about American resolve. Obedience to the Lord. Obedience to the Lord. And what is it? I just got done reading the book of Numbers. I'm nine chapters now into the book of Deuteronomy. Over and over and over again, keep my commandments and live. Keep my commandments and live. Keep my commandments and live. Keep my commandments. Keep my statutes. Keep my judgments, that you might have longevity on this earth. But if you fail to do so, I'm going to bring judgment upon you. It doesn't get any simpler than that. And folks, these people have been put up as a judgment upon the people that continuously support their inactive system of injustice. It's a joke. It's an absolute joke. Speaking of the said President Joe Biden of corporate America, of course, I'm going to show you some videos on the other side of this just to show you how you're being laughed at worldwide. Sons of Liberty Radio.com, Sons of Liberty Media.com. This is Bradley Dean here at the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, here to introduce you to our new friends at Herbonomic. Have you been searching for all natural health products you can depend upon? Herbonomic's special menu has all natural health products that you can trust. Our friends at Herbonomic have done their research, and to ensure that they only source the highest quality products that they serve to their customer base. Visit us at H-E-R-B-A-N-O-M-I-C.com.
This is Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon. We are welcoming Bradley Dean to the Brighteon Radio platform because Bradley Dean is on the front lines, speaking truth to power, defending your liberties and your constitutional rights. Bradley's voice is critical for our world in this dangerous era when tyrants and perverts are trying to steal away our children, our culture, and our future. It's people like Bradley Dean who are standing against the tyranny and holding the ground for Christians and patriots. Catch his show at BrighteonRadio.com.
With fall just around the corner and people settling down from their summertime vacations and activities, now is the perfect time to schedule an event with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty. If you're an avid listener of the Sons of Liberty radio show and find yourself saying, I wish my friends and family could hear this message, then this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. We all have loved ones, neighbors, and members of our community that need to hear this convicting message of truth and be moved to action to make a difference with all the issues we are facing in America today. So if you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean near you, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. Now is the perfect time to set up fall and winter events at your local church, patriot group, community center, school, or more. So give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747 and start making a difference in your world today.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Folks, what we're going to do is, if you want to call in, I want to say this. Just give us a call, stick to the topic, and we're going to do okay? 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. I just wanted to show you some little things along the way that is important for people to check out. I just almost wonder if the American people are now getting to the point that they understand that the said government foreign to American government is actively involved in stealing away their children. We've been warning of this, folks, for 24 years now. This is a UN initiative, and that's why they're trying to demoralize your kids. And not only are they trying to demoralize them, they're trying to knowingly, in the light of day, make your children a prey, as if to suggest that you have no say-so in what happens to your children if they decide to do something other with them, outside of what they so choose to do. And what I'm saying to you and proposing to you, friends, again, here's the resolve. Since when does the government, the state, have children? Can somebody show me that in the Constitution? Anybody, take the time to go ahead, check out state law, federal law. Show me where the state has children, okay? Because they're assuming authority that has never been given to them once again. Folks, they're so far out of the scope of their authority that's been delegated to them by the people that it sickens me. What you see, folks, three purposes of government, not 3,000 purposes of government. Restrain men from sin, right? Condemn the wicked, justify the righteous. Deuteronomy 25, verse 1. Go back to the first one that I quoted, 1 John 3, 4. And what? To maintain order, not to create disorder. But I'll tell you what, there's a lot of mama bears out there that are just not going to put up with it. One such woman is the one that I'm going to show you right now, sonsoflibertymedia.com, beforeitsnews.com. This woman, this mother, walks into a classroom and removes this Marxist flag from a classroom. I don't know if you've seen this or not, but I want you to see this. And she has every right in the world to do it, but the question is why does she have her kids there in the first place? But I'll let you decide as to what the outcome may be there. Check this out. Look at this woman, this teacher, this Marxist. Listen to what she says. How dare you? Hey, how dare you for putting up a flag that violates American law, premised on God's law? This is what the American people have put up with. They've allowed the bad guys to redefine the truth of the matter as to who's breaking the law and who is not. Now, I put up something earlier this morning, and I posted, as the devil laughs, if defining the law that condemns the transgressors is hate, you might want to ask the question as to whom is influencing you into believing so. The devil is. It's the same thing I say when it comes to spiritual matters, friends. Since when did hate ever tell the truth? Love does that. But Jesus already told us in John 15:18 that we're going to be hated for our love. If you go to John 7:7, you're going to find the same thing there. Even Jesus' brothers doubted who he was at one point. And he said, the world's going to hate me because I testified against the deeds, and I testify against them that they are evil. Why, Americans, are you allowing the bad people, the revisionists, to redefine the meaning of who we are in this country? If you would enforce the law like I was talking about during the first segment, this wouldn't be happening in the first place. As a matter of fact, this said teacher, this indoctrinator right here, would be thrown in jail for a long time for what she's advocating for. I'm going to go ahead and rewind that so you can see the whole of it. Here comes a mother. It's a part of the students, she said. Now I want you to contemplate this, friends. Less than 1.7% of the population that claims to be sodomite. Okay? 18:22-20:13 of Leviticus. Check it out. 1.17%. I'm sorry, 1.17% of the population. 1.7% of the population, forgive me, claims to be sodomite, and yet this teacher, this indoctrinator, says what? This is a part of the students here? No, it's not. Yesterday we played for you, friends, where the students, the whole student body in Pennsylvania, walked out of the school in protest of what the adults are trying to push down upon them, implement upon them illegally concerning boys and girls in their bathrooms and their allotted, I guess, permission to go ahead and use whatever bathroom you want. The young people said no. The young people are testifying against the older generation concerning what they're tolerating. And here we have one woman that actually cares about what's going on in her school, and she's coming in and doing it herself and saying, you know what, I've had enough of this. I'm tired of this indoctrination. I'm tired of you making prey of our children. Apparently not enough. She still has them in the public school, right? But again, she loves her kid enough to go in there and show the whole class what she's not willing to put up with. Let's watch the rest of this.
We are paying you to teach history, and that's what you need to be teaching.
Okay, so she said, the mother said to this indoctrinator, we're paying you to teach history. Wait a second. But what we're seeing is the federal government and state governments, again, stealing away your tax dollars and advocating agendas that are completely illegal according to our governments and our statutes within state and federal laws. Do you see what's happening here again? But Mama Bear's not putting up with it.
Excuse me, this is a public school.
She says, excuse me, this is a public school, little lady. Well, you know what? She's got a point there, doesn't she?
You are a child. You are.
Now she's telling her to get out. Now she's trying to grab the flag to put it back up again.
You know exactly where it is.
Now listen to what she says.
I'm teaching my son to grow up to be a man.
Yes.
And I don't want you hanging on my
Calling security.
Wow. Okay, so here the indoctrinator is saying, I'm calling security, and rest assured, the security's going to come in, and guess who they're going to remove? Do you think they're going to remove the indoctrinator? No! They're going to say that they're just doing their job, and they're going to remove the woman that was right, the mother in this particular case. Americans, come on. Man, I love you enough to tell you, knock it off. Get busy. Follow mama's lead. Enough is enough. What happens when the parents across the nation say no more? In church, my goodness, where are you? I met with the prosecutor. I met with sheriffs. I met with law enforcement. They're all asking the question, where is the church? My goodness, and you know what's terrible about all of this, friends, is I'm getting emails from people telling me that I need to get on the southern border concerning what's going on with the illegal immigration. You know what I said back? I said, I'll meet you there. And guess what? You can rest assured whoever told me I need to get busy doing that isn't going to be there. Because, again, they want somebody doing something for them, and I'm talking about the American people, that they're unwilling to do for themselves. Shame on you. Shame on you. This is happening because the American people are allowing this to happen. I wanted to show you something as well. And again, this is important that you see this stuff. You guys know that big tech is subversive to American government. They're trying to initiate a global agenda. They're trying to get one language, right? And what they're trying to do is kick out which is lawful. What they're trying to do is create a world without God. What's never going to happen? It's never going to happen. Okay, let me say it again. It's never going to happen. It's never going to happen. It never has and it never will. It will never happen. Okay, get that through your head, down to your heart. It will never, ever happen. Okay? But what's interesting is just over the last couple days, I got some perverse ads by Facebook. They were perverse. Men dressed as women. And I've probably seen this quite a few times, and what I do is I save them for our attorneys. Yeah, and you need to do the same thing. See, if you talk about the Lord, if you talk about constitutional law, they call it hate speech in some cases. Okay, but when they advocate for their perverse, subversive, lawless garbage, somehow or another, when they put ads out there, you can't remove the ads. I want you to catch what I just said. When they put their perverse garbage on their own platform, I want you to think about this. Freedom of speech still applies there, the First Amendment does. Okay, but what's interesting is they're advocating that which is subversive and illegal on a global basis. They put a picture of three men dressed as women out as an ad. It's called Fiona the Hippo. Okay, and when I tried to erase it, or if I try to report it, this is what it says. Oops, something went wrong. We're working on getting it fixed as soon as we can. No, folks, what they're doing is they're saying what we put up there, we're not going to remove it. They're deviants, okay? And again, this is lawlessness. They're always going to do whatever you let them get away with, friends. We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
I need to do my taxes. Are there any self-help options online?
Doing taxes yourself? IRS.gov has many self-service tax tools, and they're all just a click away. Prepare and file your taxes online using FreeFile. Use our calculator to estimate your tax withholding. Order a tax transcript. Apply for an employer identification number. Check your refund status, too. IRS.gov, your 24/7 federal tax resource.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert. Filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the...
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
U.S.
USA News Update. President Biden under fire for calling LL Cool J boy during a speech in the Congressional Black Caucus, with everyone from average Americans to a popular radio host scolding the president for the unacceptable comment about a black man. Hunter Biden yesterday filing a lawsuit against Rudy Giuliani, alleging the former President Trump lawyer violated his privacy rights by illegally accessing content from Biden's infamous laptop. That complaint filed in U.S. District Court for the Central District of California. The U.S. Secret Service says two people have been arrested near the White House after ammunition was spotted in plain view inside a vehicle. When the occupants returned to that vehicle, they were questioned, searched, and taken into custody on weapons charges. They have not been publicly identified. Corey Myers, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
It's obvious. The unthinkable is going to happen soon. With all the distractions in the media, we probably won't see it coming. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Those in charge say everything's fine. Stop noticing. But you know better. American families are preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Order by 3 p.m., and your items ship the same day. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hey, friends, just so you all understand, we're all looking for this. It's interesting, those that advocate for crime and lawlessness, when they're actually assailed by a perpetrator, a criminal, who means them harm, it's funny how all of a sudden they didn't realize the importance of justice until it happens to them. Look at this. This is nuts, to say the least. It really is. AlphaNews.org. DFL vice chair says she was violently carjacked, calls for tougher juvenile penalties. Her name is Sathanandan. Okay? She was the woman, here, I want you to look at this. She's a woman who's got a bloody forehead. Actually, it's the side of her forehead. But it's interesting, this is the same devil that swore to uphold the laws found within the Constitution with her hand on the Bible, so help me God, right? Numbers 30, verse 2, 23 of Deuteronomy. And then when she gets in office, she attacks the laws that she's supposed to uphold until she's violated. Corruption, when it happens to them, they want justice too, but it has to first happen to them somehow or another before they understand what the American people understand. Or at least those that claim that they understand. Did you know that this same woman here is also responsible for supporting the dismantling of the Minneapolis Police Department in 2020? You see what happens? What did Plato say? I don't like quoting philosophers, Because really what they're doing is stealing the words out of Christ's mouth, which is, I guess, within itself is okay as long as they're conveying the right thing. But too many of them are trying to take the praise unto themselves that belongs to Christ, and that's what bothers me about it. That's the Lord that said that. Plato said this. He said, when there's crimes in a city, there is injustice. Of course. Of course. And what brings a city to understand peace? Those that love their freedoms enough to actually enforce the law against the crime. They're called peace officers. That's why I appreciate good police officers. Okay, but she didn't want peace officers. See, in the absence of peace is war. And as they say, it was a Roman military leader that said that we're to actively stay ready for war if we want peace. That's right. That's right. That's why the American people are armed. And look what happens when corruption tries to disarm. Well, we can take a look at New Mexico. They understood it all the well. You're not taking our guns, and nor are you suspending anything here. Right? Wanted to share that with you. Pretty crazy, isn't it? Yeah. It really is. Remember last week I showed you the president, the plant. Let's call them for what they are. You know he's a plant. Trudeau's a plant. Macron's a plant. Merkel's a plant. All those that are going along with this initiative concerning the global order, they're all plants. You got governors throughout the United States that are all plants that went along with the plandemic. And that's just one concerning the tip of the iceberg when it comes to the issues in which we see this alliance working together to drive away in the upending of the U.S. Constitution in hopes of making it into a global image. And by the grace of God, we're not going to allow that, are we? Nope, I didn't think so. Read Isaiah 28, verse 18. But I brought up Macron and Trudeau before, where the people, when the mainstream media is not around, the useful idiots and the mockingbird media globally are not around to throw softballs to them, scripted questions. They are scripted questions, so you all know. What happens when that's not available to your said representatives? They're booed. When they're subject to the people, it's interesting, the difference of response when the mainstream media is absent. When they cannot control the narrative, what happens? You see and hear the voice of the American people. Oh, it's over and over. And that's, and by the way, in contrast, they're trying to convince you that those people in those countries voted these people in. And then what is the next initiative? Go ahead and browbeat anybody that talks about voter fraud. Hey, folks, whoever they're attacking, you can almost rest assured they're telling you the truth. Just ask me. I'll show you something here in a moment. But I want to show you what happened to the clown in the circus of politics that's occupying the People's White House in Washington, D.C., as so that you might understand, once again, the voice of the American people. They hate his guts. Joe Biden has no credibility whatsoever. Joe Biden was not voted in by 80 million people, not even close. Going back to an interview I did out in Florida yesterday, that was one of the questions I was asked. I said, well, it's interesting that you're talking about Joe Biden. I mean, you can't legitimize the guy because we all know that 11 million of his Twitter account followers were completely fabricated. Just like Obama's 19 million, just like Hillary Clinton's 17 million. Folks, do you see how this works? It's all put up under the prop of a lie. They have to prop up their lies. And what did William Cullen Bryant rightly say? He said, truth crushed to the earth will rise again. Of course it will, because the Lord's not going to leave himself without witness. Amen. The right is always going to be done. Because the right God always brings it to the light. Because he's a good God. He's a good judge. He's righteous. Amen. Now you tell me after watching this, friends, as to how much the American people once again love Joe Biden. Check this out. This is him walking out to the public. Well, in part, he's a bad, bad actor, friends.
Are you concerned about a potential UAW?
Okay, so what you have here, I'm just going to paint the picture really quick. You have one of the mainstream media's useful idiots asking him a scripted question, and on cue, he's told to go answer this question for the mainstream media. Okay? But listen to the people. Look at him. He has no idea where he's at, folks. Don't tell me he's the people's choice. They're booing him. They can't stand him.
There should be a circumstance where jobs that are being displaced, replaced with new jobs.
That's the voice of the American people.
Go to the UAW members.
Shouting him down.
And the salary should be commensurate.
Did you hear a word he said in response? No, because the crowd is drowning out his criminal voice as he laughs at the people. He's laughing at the American people, friends, and the joke is on you.
What brought down his airplane? Have you gotten any solid information about that?
I'm not at liberty to speak to that precisely, but as you know, because you and I talked about it,
He just told you exactly what I said. Joe Biden just said to this said useful idiot in the Mockingbird CIA-controlled narrative media, right, owned by six corporations worldwide, driving 94% of all the narrative. You just heard criminal treasonous Joe Biden just say to this reporter, we've talked about this. Your narrative is completely controlled. But listen to the American people.
Can you say anything about the uptick of COVID cases?
Mr. President.
Yes, I can.
Just playing right up to him. He already knows exactly what they're going to ask him.
To present to the Congress a request for additional funding for new vaccine.
I'm just going to let it play out so you can hear the voice of the American people.
Not decided finally yet.
It's all controlled. You know, and what sickens me, folks, is when I look at the Secret Service.
All of those people booing?
The Secret Service, they have the audacity to sit there and protect the man while he's committing crimes against their very own country. And they have, again, the audacity to sit there and say that they are just doing their job. No, they're not doing their job. Just like the ATF's not doing their job. Just like those in the DHS are not doing their job. Just like those in the FBI are not doing their job. Just like those in the CIA. Yes, and we know that there's good guys in there. But the bottom line, friends, and they operate compartmentalized. Yep, we understand all that. But the point is if they would read the Constitution, they would see that their agencies are completely unconstitutional. And when you look at the unconstitutionality of what they do, it only makes sense as to who they are. Okay? And what am I talking about? Well, why don't you go ahead and look at Valiant News, and what does it say? The FBI paid so many federal informants at January 6, it lost count, performed internal audit. January 6 was a setup from start to finish, Americans. And let me again remind everybody, there's a lot of innocent people in jail right now. And the very one responsible for alluring them to Washington, D.C., you take it how you want to take it, but if you want to go ahead and make void common sense, you can do that too, but you're going to do it without me. That's irrationality. That's irrational. Why does justice apply to everybody that showed up at January 6th except Donald Trump, who said he's not going to be charged? Because he was the one that allured them. Then they were led. Then they were entrapped and then accused of the crimes of paid provocateurs. You see that Ray Epp now concerning January 6th is now being indicted? We'll see how far that goes. He was an FBI informant that was leading patriots to commit crimes. And I'm just here highlighting again the FBI, who has zero credibility. They're losing credibility as the days go on. You can't, let me say this, people, you can't promote lawlessness and expect to establish a good reputation, per se. You're not going to get a good response. Hey, folks, you can only oppress people for so long. 74% of the people in this country have already said that the FBI is the Gestapo in the hands of the likes of a Joe Biden. I'm also here to tell you that Joe Biden's in control of nothing. He is a plant. He is a pawn. Read 1 Kings 13:33. He's doing what he's told to do. Just like those guys in the FBI. FBI paid so many federal informants at January 6th, it lost count. Why do Americans put up with this? I don't know.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747. Or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Heidi. Brother Bradley speaks fundamental biblical truth and aligns it with our world today. His love of our country and its veterans and his battle for our constitutional freedoms are all reasons we love our homegrown Minnesota man, Bradley Dean.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Donald Trump warned America. The U.S. dollar is under attack and it's becoming less and less valuable by the day. Hyperinflation and speculation is killing your retirement. Don't leave your money sitting in cash. It's time you diversified and protected your future with physical precious metals. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and get your free digital dollar survival kit and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver today. Call Advantage Gold now at 800-900-8000 to get your free digital dollar survival kit. And you may qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Advantage Gold is the number one rated gold and silver company in America. Your future is precious. Protect it today when you call Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000 now.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
That's 800-900-8000.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Get caught up concerning the information that was, I think yesterday I had 30 some tabs up there of information that I knew I had to share with you, and I'm getting caught up with that right now. Don't forget about this, friends, because I'm seeing a lot of stuff on social media platforms where they're talking about don't take the jab, don't take the jab, don't take the jab. Well, I'm not. And when you become resolved concerning the issue, folks, what are they going to do when 325.9 million people say no? Furthermore, this is where I'm always going. What are they going to do when the American people actually take it to them for their crimes against humanity? That's what I'm looking for. That's what the Lord's looking for. Because without it, this is what we get. Look around, Americans. Look what happens when you forget the Lord's statutes. Take a look around. Take a look around. That's what's going on here. When you look at 1 Samuel 17, contemplate what the word says. Go through it slowly, word for word in many cases, line upon line, precept upon precept. Do you remember? Listen carefully. Do you remember when David came out? He was out on the sheep cot. He was overseeing the sheep. And a bear came, and the Lord gave him the strength to tear down the bear, take him down. And then a lion came, and the Lord gave him the strength to understand who he was in Christ, right? The anointing, the anointed one. just like Samson, right, when he tore up a lion? Well, it's the same thing with David. What happened? He took down the lion. And the test was about to take place publicly, and we see the scene where Saul, the government of the day, which, by the way, the Lord never asked for, 1 Samuel 7:8, read that when you get a moment. I'm sorry, 1 Samuel 8, read that when you get a moment. Here comes David. First thing David does is he goes out there because his father told him to bring this food to the army and his brothers, okay, and the king. And he goes out there, and what does he do? He sees Saul standing back, allowing Goliath to do what? To defy the armies of the living God. He was scared of Goliath. He was afraid of him. Why? Because he feared man more than he feared God. David feared God more than he feared man. And what's the first thing that happened? David goes out there. His brothers look at him. What do they say to him? Listen carefully. I see this all the time. Bradley, you're overconfident. You're cocky. You're a smart, whatever they want to call me, right? You're overly confident. No, you can't overly be confident in the Lord. I can't find that in Scripture. I find just the opposite in Scripture. Strong confidence are those that fear the Lord. Proverbs 28. That's what King David did. He went out into the battlefield trying to figure out, why is everybody just standing around allowing this to happen? And remember how his brother, Eli, the first thing he did came out? We know your pride, David. David said, what have I done? I just brought you food. Dad told me to bring you food, and you're sitting there calling me prideful and calling me names for doing what it is that you're unwilling to do. Oh my gosh, I've lived that for 23 and 24 years of ministry. That's why people hate ministries like mine. And by the way, there's very far and few between that we find in America. We're one of three, rest assured. They hate ministries like this, and I'm thinking of Numbers 13 and 14, because we're doers of the word, not hearers only. Well, that's what David was, James 2, 14 through 26. And David goes out there, and he endures all the ridicule and the scoffings coming from his own family. Goes over to the king and says, listen, I can go ahead and take this Goliath out. And what does he say to him? I'm sure many of them sat back and laughed at him, but little did they know, it doesn't matter how big the dog is in the fight, it matters how big the fight is in the dog. Speaking figuratively of the power of the Holy One of Israel that overcomes the world, you are invincible in the anointing. You are invincible. That is a power that has conquered the enemy. My goodness, we're called to be witnesses of the resurrection. And when you walk in that anointing and in that power, the enemy has nothing he can do except call you names, except belittle you, except demonize you and polarize you. That's the best he's got. That's the best he's got. And if it's your life that's taken, you're just promoted. And that's the martyrs. David goes out on the field. He's not going to put up with it. Same thing here. Just not going to put up with it. Take him to the battlefield. Oh, and by the way, you can pray all that you want to, but also consider you can pray, because David prayed constantly, and he praised the Lord seven times a day. But also keep in mind, David had to go to the battlefield to prove his God. And when he got there, he proved his God. He's a big God, isn't he? Yes, he is indeed. He's a powerful God, isn't he? Yes, he is indeed. He's invincible. Yes, he is indeed. That's why Scripture calls him the Lord of lords and the God of gods. Matter of fact, throughout Scripture, you're going to see where the Lord judged the gods of the people. Amen. Hallelujah. If I was in a black church right now, they'd all be saying, bring it down, Brother Dean. Bring it down. Bring down the Holy Ghost to kick the hell out to get the heaven in. King David's out on that battlefield and saying, hey, listen, I'll take it to him. I'm tired of you people sitting around and doing absolutely nothing, just like Joshua and Caleb in Numbers 13 and 14. We're just trying to show you who he is. You keep talking about him, but we know him, and this is where we find the Kairos and the Kronos moments. In obedience. It's called the power of the cross and understanding the power of the cross. What happened? David picked up some stones, smooth stones, wailed them. The Lord guided them, nailed Goliath right in the head. This is the message I'm sending to you right now, and this is what I want you to hear. As Goliath falls over dead, What happens? Did David stop? Nope, he didn't stop. He didn't just throw stones. Folks, after Goliath was dead, David went over and he took the sword of Goliath and he stepped on him and he cut off Goliath's head with Goliath's sword. This is justice. This is justice. You say it's extreme. Really? No, what's extreme is your apathy and your tolerance for the crimes of those that murder your children and make a prey of your children. That's what's extreme. And the lies that you put up with, that is extreme. And the crimes that are committed against innocent people on a global basis, that is extreme to me. So if I'm called extreme, then so be it. If I'm on the Lord's side holding to His word, then praise God. Somebody has to do it. And just imagine if we all did it. The head of Goliath would have been taken off decades ago. Decades ago. I want to bring something up. By the way, that's justice. Anything short of that, friends, you're in trouble. And that's why you're in trouble. Because you leave off the Lord's statutes over and over and over again. I read, keep my statutes and live. Keep my statutes. That means deal with the crimes through His statutes the way that He prescribes and commands, not suggests. When you don't tolerate crime, you're not going to have it. Just like I said earlier about Plato, when there's crimes in a society or in a city, there is no justice. What happens when there's justice? There is no crime. Did you know that after September 11th, by the way, did you know that there was zero crime throughout the United States for a couple days? Why? Because people were afraid. Overall, people were afraid. I want to highlight this because I need to keep this in the light. Did you see this? Pilot death. Alaska Airlines pilot, 37 years old, beautiful kid. 37 years old, Captain Eric McRae, based in Seattle, died suddenly on September 23, 2023 in his hotel room during a layover. I bet he was one of those individuals that was forced to get a shot, as he would say. Well, I'm here to tell you, like I've told you before, you're not forced to do anything. Did you see this in New York? New York City educators fired for refusing COVID vax is to be reinstated with back pay. Reinstated with back pay. See, his name is Michael Caine, New York City teacher that stayed in the fight. He said no, he wasn't going to do it because he understood what we continuously tell you on the morning show and the afternoon show. They have no authority in doing so. Nor do those in New York have the right to say, hey, do what we say and then we'll give you the keys back to the city. Well, guess what, guys? It's not your city to give. It's the Lord's to His obedient children. They're called rights, not privileges, okay? And we don't derive our rights from the state. We derive them from God. And liberty is the right to do what the law permits, and this individual did just that, friends. He obeyed the law. He said absolutely not. He fought it all the way through, and because he fought it all the way through, he won the day. The educator that said, nope, you're not firing me because I refuse to take one of your experimental jabs that's killing millions. I'm not going to put up with it. He has now been reinstated with total back pay. This is what happens when you fight the good fight of faith. 1 Timothy 6:2. Okay? Hey, folks, you gotta understand something here. I love people, but I love the Lord more. And because I love Him, I hold His heart, Romans 5:5. And what is that's going to be conveyed? A love for His people. And the message to the people is, wake up. Wake up. Love you by what we do. See ya.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.